Before we launched into the weekend, the Lord was saying He wants to do an exchange with us. There's someone here that you've dealt with bad memories, and you've tried everything you know, but we're going to do an exchange tonight where we're going to trade our junk for all His goodness, all His healing power. It's free to us, and I heard someone say, I don't feel worthy. Well, none of us were, but He made us worthy. And He said, you know, this is what He says about us. Don't take what I've made to be glorious and call it junk. I don't make junk. I never have. And I'm not going to teach on that right now. I might a little bit later, but who you are on the inside is a glorious image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not your outsides, but your inside. The Bible says, put on the new self, which was created after the image of His holiness. You hear me? It says, He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. You didn't just receive it, whether you know it or not. If you're born again, your born again spirit is righteous. It's your outsides that has the problem. Our outsides, our flesh, my flesh and your flesh stinketh. In our flesh dwells no good thing. But inside you, your born-again spirit is holy. And that's what God deals with when He deals with you. So don't say, I don't know if I feel worthy. You weren't and I wasn't. But He's making an exchange with you. If you're in this room, He stands ready. So don't hold out on Him. Together through some things, and I'm going to show you the way. You'll go in a way you have not gone before. For this is a day that was ordained before the foundation of the world. This time, this season that the church is in, you're going to see all kinds of new things. I'm opening gates. I'm opening doors and gates. And I'm shutting some doors behind you, says the Lord. Come out from the past. Come out. Come out from the place you used to live in, where all the memories were. Because I want to close the door behind you so you can never look back. Because if you're always looking back, you cannot see the vision that I have for you. I'm taking you somewhere new. I'm giving you newness of heart. Some of you are going to come much closer to the Father than you've ever been. Some of you are going to come much closer into the presence of the King than ever before. Some of the old fears from past religion is going to fall away, pass away. I see the Lord, this is going to sound funny, but he's got a hatchet in his hand. And I saw him chopping up like a thick ice of religion. Old training, old ideas. You're going to finally know that the Father is not angry with you. The Father is loving on you. This isn't for everybody, okay? So if a word isn't for you, just be patient. One will come. But God wants all his children healed and blessed. Walking in truth. And I see Jesus treating that ice like an enemy. He hates that layer that is between your heart and his that says God doesn't really want you with him. This may only be for a couple of people, okay? But I saw Jesus go after that ice with a vengeance, with a thick layer, like 4 inches thick. But it's held some people away from God. Like, I don't know if he really accepts me. But he says, I want to give you a bit of heaven, a heavenly experience. I want to take you to the throne room, cause you to experience and know what it is to hear the angels cry, holy. Some of you will be healed in that place. Again, I'm hearing memories, memories. Father, wash them away. Bruises, wounds of the heart. I see him pouring something over the heart. The balm of Gilead. Relief, he said. You're going to feel reliefs from some of the wounding and the bruises. There's someone in here, you're getting free from a spirit of torment. I break every spirit of torment. You have no place in God's people. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus and by his blood. You cannot stay, and you can never return to them. Night visions that have come against you that are not from God, I break them. I take authority in the realm of the spirit. You have no authority. It's broken. I break every legal right and access. Take authority in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of you were violated in your life and it left a deep mark in your soul. But Jesus says, you're mine. My own. You're my own family. I release you. I release you. I release you from the bondage and the torment that you knew as a child. Some of you have suffered some things, some very unkind things. I really release you in the name of Jesus. He says. I saw someone hiding in a closet, fearful, afraid, hiding in a closet, locked away, hoping they wouldn't. It was like a broom closet. You'd hide in there. You'd hear voices going by, walking by. There to do you harm, and you'd have to hide and hope that they didn't catch you. God's doing a Holy Ghost, a deep work of the Holy Ghost. He's renewing your life, he said. New life. As I'm undoing the violations that happen to your soul, every work of control and manipulation, every form of abuse. There's a man here that there was things said to you that were to put you in your place and keep you in your place. And they, pardon the way I'm saying it, but I have to listen to the Holy Ghost. He said it was like they tried to impugn your manhood. They tried to make you less. But God says, you're my man, and I'm proud of you. You're my man, and I'm proud of you. And it doesn't matter what earthly people say of you. They didn't even get it about my own son. But I say you're my son, and I'm proud of you. And nobody can take that away. See, once you have God's stamp of approval, nobody can take that from you. Said, I am going to teach you. Still talking to the man. He said, I've called you my man, my son, and I'm going to teach you the ways of Jesus. You spent your life dodging bullets from people. Some of them have been terribly unkind, and you've tried to prove even to yourself that you are a man of God. But I say to you, indeed you are, and I'm so proud. He says, I'm going to teach you the ways of Jesus Christ, the way he did it. The way he walked in strength and power when people couldn't see who he was. People didn't get that he was the Son of the living God. Even the leaders of the country didn't get it. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Sanhedrin, Herod, Pilate, none of them got it. His own family didn't get it. Many times, till later, they got it later. But Jesus walked on in strength, power, dominion, might, kindness, love, forgiveness, and took over. The Lord says, I'm going to teach you how to do that. I'm going to teach you how to do what Jesus did in the face of those who don't get it. And by what I teach you, you will teach them. By what I teach you, you will teach them. And you will be vindicated. But don't wait for their approval. When you learn what I give you about Jesus Christ, you will be vindicated. Some of those that persecuted you will come and say, I really didn't get it. I didn't know who you were. I'm sorry. I didn't understand, but I get it now. The Lord says, I'm redeeming the time. I see giftings in some people, strong giftings. There's some of you that are strongly and deeply gifted. And you've kind of known it on the inside, but haven't had the courage to speak it out. Or maybe you did speak it out and it wasn't received. But I call forth now those giftings that have lain dormant. Seeds I see, like seeds that are taking root. You know, you can only hide those so long. Because as you grow in God, they begin to grow and manifest and strengthen. Sooner or later, they begin to manifest and become visible in the natural realm. I call forth those giftings that have been hidden. And I break now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Some of those giftings have been rejected by people, even by sometimes people in the church who didn't understand, you know. Sometimes people don't know who you are on the inside because they're looking at your outside. Trust me when I tell you, your inside doesn't look like your outside. You have something on the inside of you. Right now, I break every word that has been spoken against your identity, against who you are, what you're called to do, and I release that gifting in its time, in due season. They won't come forth before their time and shouldn't, but in due season. What happens if we've been spoken against? If our gifting has been spoken against, what we do sometimes is we shut it down. Or we hide it. Or we pretend. But the Lord says, I can't afford to do that anymore. So I'm bringing some things forth and I'm releasing you from the words and the misunderstandings. Miscommunication. I break every miscommunication that happened in a church setting. Lord, we love them, we forgive them, and we bless them. But we release your saints to begin to move as you desire, sir. We release them to go into the heavens. We release them to go higher than they've gone. We break that window, that plate window that they go up to and stop because of fears. Sometimes we stop because of fears, the Lord says. But He says, I'm breaking that glass window. And I'm breaking fears of going higher, going more. I'm breaking that glass window. I'm bringing you higher, says the Lord. I want my people to be heavenly creatures. So some of you hung around the outsides, he said, the outskirts of heaven. You've read the books. You understand the concept. You've asked me to come. But when it comes time, there's a little bit of fearfulness. Someone in here, you've had a little bit of fear of being deceived if you had too many spiritual experience. But the Holy Spirit, He is holy. And the Lord says, if you ask me for bread, I'm not going to give you a stone. And if you ask me for fish, I'm not going to give you a scorpion. How much more, it says, will your Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? It will be holy and true. See, because I need to take you some places, the Lord says. I want to open your eyes to see, like Elisha's servant. See the things of heaven, to understand the realities of the King. Because I want to bring you into some realms. I'm going to take you from being listeners to walking in great authority. I'm looking for a people who will step forth from learning into great dominion. Why do you think man was put in the earth? He was put in the earth to rule it. Psalm 115 and verse 16, it says, the heavens, even the heavens of the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth has He given to the sons of men. You see, the church was meant to rule the world, not the enemy, but the church. And I love my church. I love my people. But they've been so broken and so wounded. And so focused on getting through life and trying to get there. But they haven't walked in the kind of dominion that I want to take you into. I want you to begin to manage the thing. And you'll do it with me. You won't do it without me. You'll do it by the command of the Holy Spirit. But you'll speak and proclaim by the Spirit. Hear me. When you proclaim by the Spirit, that is me speaking into the earth. It isn't really you, it's me, but I need your mouth. You understand? I need to proclaim some things in this earth. Because I want to change some things. Says, I'm going to change a lot of things, but first I'm going to work on some things with you. Don't worry, if you need a healing, I will heal you, I will help you. If you have issues, don't worry, I will help you, but I'm taking you to a place. We have a destination, you and me. It isn't just about getting through life and getting the bills paid, making sure your kids know me. That's not all that's there. We have a destination, you and me. We have a place to go. And as He said when He was here in the flesh, He said, how straitened I am until it is accomplished. How straitened I am until it is accomplished what I want to do in you and through you. So you won't live anymore like normal people. I'm going to give you a kingdom mindset. You're going to begin to see things through kingdom lenses. Thank you. I'm going to raise up a people that care more about the kingdom than about themselves. That care more about me and my other children than their deal. There's a special grace for it here. I'm offering it as a lifestyle. Called a kingdom mindset. That's how he did what he did. We've longed for Jesus to do all those things through us that he did. But we must understand that in order to do it, we have to change our mind completely. If you become a kingdom-minded person, he'll still meet your needs. In fact, they'll be met quicker, more, easier, and fuller. Because it says, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness and all that other stuff, all those other things, they'll be added to you. He'll take care of that. In fact, when you begin to sow your life into what's best for him and his kingdom, it's a completely different way of thinking, and it doesn't happen in a moment, you know. Even when you shake hands, you know, sign the agreement, yes, Lord, I'll do it, count me in. It doesn't happen immediately, but there begins a work of grace in your life. There's a special work of grace that God has for us tonight, I believe. He's leading us into some realms we have not gone before. And one of the things that he's shown me, his people desire more so many times. They get stuck at the gates and the doors. You know, the rooms of heaven, Jesus died for us to have all, really. All that was available. Every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, what? Has been given to us. Every spiritual blessing in heavenly places has been bought, paid for, sealed in blood. But the problem we've had is we haven't understood what that means, and we haven't understood how to receive, and then in order to receive, there's some changes that have to happen.